Ghost Beast!
Ghost Beast.
Ghost Beast!
I'm Todd, joined by my wife, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi.
Hi. We just watched The Monkey from 2025, directed by Osgood Perkins, of course, who is working like a motherfucker right now after Long Legs. I mean, there is a trailer for his next movie in this movie.
Yeah, that's crazy. Impressive.
He's become like kind of divisive for some reason, which is still kind of strange to me because I think Black Coat's Daughter was a movie that got like a ton of positive attention.
What? Just looking at you.
And so Long Legs had like a crazy amount of hype. And I think the problem we keep seeing is when something has a ton of hype, there's always going to be like an equal number of people who are just like, it wasn't that good, you know, who just want to like shit on stuff.
And like, I guess like if you genuinely didn't like it, like, okay, you know.
But kind of what I'm getting at is like he's becoming this director who is carrying like a ton of this mainstream hype that kind of came out of nowhere. And I think that his movies are actually kind of suffering from that, which sucks because this one, well, let's just say we went on a little hard date again for this one. We were able to go to the more local theater, which usually doesn't play shit. So we have to take a hike to like a bigger theater.
Mm-hmm.
But this movie was like such a huge release. I wasn't surprised that it was playing.
Oh, no, me either. It seemed like everybody was talking about it.
Yeah, because they don't get a lot of the smaller horror movies. We complain about that a lot.
Yeah.
But this one, I saw like so much hype going into it. People were so pumped about it. And I guess it's just because of Osgood Perkins.
Because
it's like it's loosely based on an old Stephen King story, which I know I read it when I was a kid. I don't remember a single thing about it.
Yeah,
so I don't even know if the movie is really like sticking to the source material.
Yeah.
It was funny. We were talking a lot about what happened with Disney around this, which is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
That I guess they got into like a legal dispute because the monkey with the symbols is in Toy Story, even though that's based on the Stephen King story. Like it's referencing that. And that's why the monkey in this has a drum instead of symbol. Like, what are we doing anymore? Where is the world going?
I don't know.
So stupid.
It is stupid, but honestly, I do think the drum was a cool touch,
though. Yeah. I mean, he's able to, like, twirl the fucking drumsticks and shit, so maybe that works out. It's pretty cool.
I think I do remember seeing early posters that had the monkey with the symbols.
That might be a Mandela effect.
See, that's what's got me. It's like, did I see that?
Well,
I guess maybe I didn't.
You might be thinking of like the book cover.
I could
too. Stephen King story,
that's
honestly.
True.
But we were able to go to Little Boba Spot. Our whole thing now is getting slushes with espresso because we just need caffeine.
Yeah.
I like my red bean. You got the apple pie
which
was
apple pie
stupid.
Was so good. Oh, my God. I was not expecting it to be that good.
Yeah. And as someone who never used to like coffee, it's weird how now I'm like, yeah, just add espresso to anything because that sounds gross, but it was really good.
It was. It was delicious.
The only problem with that theater, which is definitely a problem in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Is that there is like no soundproofing at all. It doesn't make any sense. You knew what I was going to say before I got to it, didn't you?
Yes, of course I knew. Because there just be parts in the film where I'm like, what is that? That is not part of this movie. It was like, like explosions.
I think in the past, because literally you can just hear everything from the movie next door. And I think in the past, we would get confused because we'd be watching like Dune or something and there'd be like rumbling and shit.
Yeah.
And you're like, is this a part of the ambience or? But now we just know like, no, during every quiet scene, there's just explosions and shit.
Yeah.
Which I feel like that's the one thing you have to do right as a movie theater.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess some people don't want to budget soundproofing.
I guess.
I don't know.
Aside from that, wasn't bad. There was a child in there, which you discovered at the end of the movie.
Yet again.
Which is a problem.
Yes, it is a problem. And it makes me uncomfortable and it's weird. I don't know. It's just.
This one especially.
This one, yeah. This one. I don't think a kid should watch this. I don't
know. Oh, no. And I think the other thing I've been noticing more and more with the theater is that it feels like every time in the beginning, people are like on their phones and shit. And I'm just sitting there like, please, God. Like,
yes.
As long as they turn it off. when the movie starts, because the guy right next to me, not only was he fully on his phone, it was like full volume.
That is so funny that you say that, because when you went to the bathroom and I, like, they were sitting next to us,
yeah,
his girlfriend like yelled at him.
Oh,
like,
really?
You better put your phone away. And I was like, oh shit.
That's good.
But it's crazy. Okay, I guess he like didn't care and just stayed on his phone.
No, okay. He turned it off when the movie started. Oh, okay. So it was fine. But it was just the fact that like the volume was on where I was like, are we really there as a society that people are just comfortable doing that? Because it's fucking weird.
I've witnessed it multiple times.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sad.
Whatever. But other than that, that's the thing. When the movie started, aside from the sound bleeding over from the other theater, it was like a pretty good experience. Mm-hmm. I think people were like into the movie and laughing and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that's the thing. I had heard before this came out that it was kind of like a black comedy. Mm-hmm. And you can kind of get that in the trailer for sure. But I don't think everyone really knew that this was a comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because there have been people I've talked to, and I mentioned it's a comedy, and they're like, really? Like, they didn't really realize that, I guess.
Yeah, I actually peeked at the genres on Letterboxd, and I was just curious.
Oh, is it listed as a comedy?
It says horror comedy. Okay. So I was like, oh, okay.
Well, it's weird, because it's like, it's not a comedy in that it's not really like making jokes. It's more that like it's showing you like really extreme shit and having a sense of humor with it.
Yeah.
Like there's a part I'll just say, I'm not spoiling anything. I'm just saying like what I'm talking about. One of the parts that made me laugh really hard is there is a part where someone explodes and their leg like flies at him. And he's like, is that a fucking leg? Like he says something like that as it hits him in the head. It's like that kind of shit. Why are you shaking your head?
Because I think that's a spoiler.
I don't think that's a spoiler.
I think it's a spoiler.
You know people are going to fucking explode. I didn't say what happened. I'll get into that in spoilers because
that
is the part that made me laugh the most.
Yeah.
But it's like it's that those kind of little details. And I think Hard Eyes did like a little bit of that too. I like that shit. That was what was really making me laugh.
Yeah, I like that too. Like making the kills comedic is like super funny.
Yes, because it is very gory.
Yeah,
but
it
has a sense of humor about like how over the top it gets.
I think that really just goes to show like how great of a director Osgood Perkins
is. Oh yeah.
Is. Because like had he decided to go, and it would have been shocking and it would have been crazy and a totally different direction to go, but both I feel like are valid.
Oh yeah.
Because like the funny one, just like I was not expecting it, and I think he did a great job with that.
It's the fact that it is surprisingly violent in like a very extreme way, but it's like there is such a fine line between making it terrifying and making it just kind of funny. And that example where a fucking leg hits him in the head and he's just like, is that a fucking leg? Like that little comment, it's very funny.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing that this suffers from most that I kind of hinted at before is that like, I don't think it really reaches maybe the hype. Not that that means anything, you know, like who gives a fuck about that? But that's the thing is, I think if I went into this with lower expectations, it would just be like, man, what a fun movie. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. I think I've definitely caught myself there in the past with other movies. Obviously, we've talked about that.
Yeah.
But I think for this one in particular, I think I was like, Osgood Perkins is making this. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
And that's my expectation. So I think I kind of like am trying to learn to like pull back.
Yeah, yeah. So, I think as long as you expect just a good, fun horror movie and not like the best fucking movie of the year or something.
Yeah.
Like it's a really good time. I'm glad we saw it in theaters.
Oh my God, me too. I would love to see it again in theaters. I think it was great.
Yeah, it was really fun. I don't know why you say that, and we never go see something a second time in theater.
Shit's expensive, okay? So like, it's not like it used to be.
Yeah, but yeah, it is great. I thought I was expecting the story would be like kind of like Final Destination. And I don't think it's really like that, because you kind of get that from the trailer, that it's all about this cursed object that these brothers come into control of that seems to have the power to kill people in these like weird random ways, like almost like Final Destination, but I don't think it gets like that, like the style. It's not doing the oh shit, what's that called, They're not like Rube Goldberg machines where it's like all these things going off that lead to someone getting killed. They're a lot more like quick and sudden. And that's part of like the humor of it. Like just they're very random. But sometimes they're like telegraphed in a way that also like builds up the comedy.
Yeah, they're freak accidents.
Yeah. There we go. That's an easier way of saying all that. But yeah, it was very fun. I mean, the story doesn't do anything like groundbreaking. It's a pretty simple story from start to end. But it's a good, fun time. Yeah. I think that's the best way I would describe it.
Yeah, this is a kind of movie that like reminds me why I love horror so much.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
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 Do you have anything else?
That's not a spoiler.
Then let's get to spoilers. So it's clearly all about like the inevitability of death. Mm-hmm. And it just has like a very black sense of humor about that. Because I mean, from the get-go, it's like his parents and family members who are being killed by this thing before it like just really takes off and just starts killing random people. Because at the beginning of the movie, I think I wasn't a huge fan of how long it spent with him as a kid, with his brother.
I think that's fair.
I was kind of hoping to get into like the main plot sooner, but it was a good way to introduce everything. We got that nice Adam Scott cameo. Yeah. There were a couple good cameos in this.
Yeah, there were.
For the prologue, you know, where he first gets the monkey. I guess he's trying to return it or something.
Yeah. I would really like to see more Adam Scott in horror.
Yeah. But I like that already in the beginning, he's like covered in blood as he's trying to get rid of this. So you just already know.
Oh, yeah.
This seems to have been going on for a very long time, maybe. Yeah. But I think the rule that it sets up is, whoever turns the key on the monkey, that kind of activates it. And I guess it kills one person every time you turn the key.
I guess.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, no, because there were definitely times where it was killing like 800 people at a time. So maybe not.
It's whatever it feels like, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. It's cool to just get dropped in and have this idea. This thing might have been doing this for a very long time. But it winds up traveling into Adam Scott's. His kids are these twin brothers. There's like the nerdy one and the cool one, I guess. That's like probably my biggest complaint is I think the movie is like super fun, but the central story, I just did not care at all about it.
You
know what I mean?
I think that's fair.
Because I think the way to summarize it is that these two twin brothers seem to really not like each other very much. And so when one of them turns the key in the monkey to try and kill the other one, it winds up killing their mother. And then when the other brother, the cool brother, finds out, he wants to get, like, revenge through the monkey, I guess. And so that is, like, that's it. That's the central plot. It's kind of, like, I guess it's appropriately, like, campy. And again, I don't even fucking remember the Stephen King story. So maybe this is, like, exactly what happens in that one. I probably should have looked that up.
I can't remember either.
Let me look that up.
It's been a long time.
So I just looked it up because I was a big fan of Skeleton Crew when I was a kid. That's the one that has the mist. So like I was reading that as a kid and I was already like totally into it. And I just refreshed my memory. The monkey story in it is like very, very different.
Yeah.
Like the only similarity is that it has this father who has that the monkey toy in a box and his son finds it. And then he recalls like stuff from his childhood, but it sounds like most of the deaths are like animals, like his aunt's pet cat, and at the end they throw it. I guess it's okay to just spoil the fucking story on here. Who cares?
I don't know.
Skip this part if you care about the actual story, but I think they ended by rowing out to a lake and they throw it in the water and he hears the symbols under the water.
Okay.
But then it just turns out that like it kills a bunch of fish. So it's like, I guess, much less dark than this. It's I think the only thing they really took from it is it's a monkey. When you wind it up, then it kills something.
Yeah.
So that is actually cool that he kind of expanded on that and made this into something much different, much bigger. But I think that central story, it's like, again, it's campy. It kind of fits the tone and everything, but it's just not like super compelling or anything. Like you're really just watching it for the monkey shenanigans.
Yes.
Basically.
Yeah.
What I hinted at earlier, my favorite one was the lady that jumps in the pool because it's just,
it was so crazy.
But it's because when, like, the pool's getting electrified,
yeah,
and he tries to stop her, and you think, like, oh, he's just gonna, she's gonna fall in and yeah. start getting electrocuted, and yeah. she just fucking explodes as soon as she touches it, and her leg flies at him. That made me, like, burst out laughing.
Yeah, that was crazy. And honestly, I think had they gone that direction, like, actually getting electrocuted in a pool, that yeah. would have sucked to watch. Oh, yeah. This just made it really but funny. But
that's what I'm saying. It's the way they take it to this comedic extreme, yeah. you know? Even, like, the part in the trailer where the shotgun falls over and yeah. shoots the real estate agent. In the movie version, you notice that it basically makes her body disintegrate, oh, except yeah. for, like, the top of her head that falls down. Like, that is so cartoonishly yes. over the top. It's great.
Yes, it's like Looney Tunes deaths.
Yeah, yeah. If anything, I wish they had done more of those, because oh, that was, yeah. like, the absolute highlight.
Well, I thought the one where...
Which one? I mean, everyone's great. Like,
they're all crazy.
Osgood Perkins makes a cameo, which you didn't even recognize at the time.
No.
It's his uncle, and the way he dies is getting run over by horses in his sleeping bag.
Yeah.
And when they just open it, well, how did they describe it? They said it was like peanut butter and, like, jelly or some shit.
Chili or something? I don't know. It did look like chili.
Jesus Christ. Which one were you thinking of?
I was thinking of one where the guy's face, like, doesn't it melt off?
Oh, yeah, like gets yeah. steam on it or something.
And it's just that one eye. Yeah. yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah, I mean, we could just yeah. go through all of them, but that is cool. The highlight of the movie. Like, yeah. they're all just so, they're so funny yeah. while still being, like, really gory yeah. and, like, realistic, I guess yeah. if you could say that.
I mean, like...
Like, the effects.
When know? Yeah, when the aunt is, like... being, like, tortured in her home.
Yeah. like, that's, like, the only way to describe it, yeah.
Yeah. But it was all, like, if you thought of that in, like, 2D animation, it would be so silly looking.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's her, like, head on fire, tunes, getting yeah. her foot stuck in a vase or something.
Yeah, and then slamming her face yeah. into the for sale sign on her house. Yeah.
Yeah.
That did confuse me. Was that supposed to be, like, later in time? Did I miss something there? I think I missed the time jump when it happened.
Oh, maybe, yeah. It goes from 1999, and then it says 25 years later.
Okay. So I don't know. I must have, like, blinked missed that.
Yeah.
Because I started getting confused. I thought they lost their aunt when they were kids. That's so funny how you can miss, like,
yeah.
2 seconds of a movie, and then you're stuck kind of lost.
Yeah, they had a text that said,
okay, thanks. Yeah, so got it. I picked it up later. All right.
It was probably fast, so...
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. It was very fast. You.
It happens. It's happened to me before. I missed, like, an important plot point.
I mean, I figured it out. It was yeah. fine. Yeah. I mean, what else is there to say? Yeah, I think I did like how, you know, it's the same actor, I guess, right? He's not a twin.
Oh, yeah. I think that's for both. Obviously, I think they were
yeah.
using doubles.
Well, I think the cool guy twin.
Not using doubles.
Yes. I think the cool guy twin, when he's an adult, I think that performance was really funny, too.
Yeah.
Like, to see what... Because you're kind of wondering what a kid like that, what they're going to look yeah. like when they're an adult, like some shitty kid like that. And I think he plays that... He plays that really well.
Yeah. I also really loved the costume design for, like, the climax, where he has this, like, flame... Oh. Cummerbund.
His, like modified version yeah. of his suit from when he's a kid.
I just thought that was so cool. I thought yeah. it looked cool.
Yeah, no, that was good. And that's, like, that's where it really kind of leans into the weirdness, because he has that, like, shrine built with all the yeah. TVs and the monkeys on top. It's like that just got, like, it actually, the tone felt a little different. It was, like, a little jarring.
But what do you mean?
But I'm down for it. It just gets, like, really fucking weird.
Yeah, I think
not complaining.
Yeah, I think I was there for it. Like, a lot of the compositions are, like, really illustrative, like the way yeah. that all the details are kind of taken in, and I really like that.
Totally. Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, the monkey looked very creepy.
Yes.
Like its little smile, yeah. the way its mouth animates.
I love the way its mouth opens. It's so yeah. funny.
It's cool. And I think, yeah, the movie just ends with it being, like, yeah, I guess we're just living with the fucking monkey now.
Yeah.
It's like, what else do you do?
Well,
I mean, as long as you don't turn it, I guess. That's the weird thing. As long as you don't turn the key, I think you're just fine.
Yeah, I guess. Right? Yeah.
Oh, and Elijah Wood, his cameo too. Oh, I just have to shout out because he got like top billing in this. Did you see that? Yeah, I saw it was on a poster or something. It had Elijah Wood, and I was like, oh, I wonder what he's doing in the movie. And he's in the movie for like 5 minutes, if that. But his role is like super funny because he's like a red pill like influencer guy about like traditional values and shit. Like Elijah Wood playing that guy. So that was really good casting.
Yeah, it was fun to see him pop up on screen because it was like, oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't look at really who was in the movie.
Oh yeah.
So I had no idea. It was just a surprise for me, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, that's why it was weird that he was on the poster, and I couldn't remember seeing him in the trailer or anything. So I was like, what? Who is he in the movie? That was good. I mean, it was a good movie.
I really liked it.
Yes.
Yeah. And
very fun hard date.
It seemed like everyone in the theater really liked it too. Everybody left. Everyone was laughing. People were like, that was really good.
And then we got the little trailer after the credits.
Yeah.
It's like he has his own MCU now, the Osgood Perkins cinematic universe. Because we got a little sneak peek at The Keeper, which I think is supposed to be more like Blacko's daughter. So I wonder if all the haters are going to come back and.
Well, it's got a lot of women in it, looks like, so I can only imagine.
hold on now. Blacko's daughter did too.
Yeah.
We don't need to cast a wide net here.
You cut that out.
Yeah. You can go to ghostbeast.com for all our links. You can also search for Ghost Beast Pod, and you can follow Ghost Beast on Letterboxd, where we rank everything we cover. How do you feel about this?
Okay.
Below Color Out of Space and above Milk and Cereal.
Yeah.
Puts it number 36 on our list.
Should I, debate more with you?
Whatever you feel.
You usually put it in a good spot, so I'm just like, yep, that.
Follow your heart. You can also contact us at podcast@ghostbeast.com. I'm going to ask again, what are you looking forward to 2025? Because I think I've said them here before, I kind of only notice these big, weird releases like right before they're coming out. Unless they're advertised a lot. We still really need to see Companion. I keep hearing people talk about that. What do you think we should be keeping an eye on? And you can follow us on TikTok and YouTube. We're actually going to start posting on there again. Bye.
Yeah, thanks.